men understand how much financially and time-wise goes into some women looking the way that we look. I will speak for myself. I'm showing up on a date, I've already paid. Okay, because I've spent tens of thousands of dollars, not to mention hours, on my physical appearance.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
There's literally a Mercedes in my mouth, see? And I don't say that to be facetious, I'm being dead serious here. So if I'm showing up on a date, I'm gonna be looking cute, I'm getting a great outfit, I'm gonna have my hair done, my makeup done, I'm in shape. I'm gonna make you look good in the eyes of all the other men in that restaurant. They're gonna be looking at you different. So your value in society will go up because you are seen with me. Therefore, I put a monetary value on my presence. Not to mention, I'm gonna be in my feminine energy. So when we're on a date, I'm gonna make you feel like a man. And I put a value on that too. Okay? That's what I mean when I say I've already paid.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think my brain just committed suicide.
That being said, if you want to split the bill with a woman, there are plenty out there who will, but be prepared to date down. You're either going to have to compromise on a woman physically. She's either going to be out of shape. She's not going to be that good looking. Maybe she won't have put time and money into her appearance, or she's going to be highly in her masculine energy and she will be running the show. And that's not a knock on those women. That's just the reality. Okay. If you think you're the exception to the rule, prove it to me, because I haven't seen too many of them. And I also think men who embrace their masculinity are going to want to prove to a woman that they're providers and protectors from day one. But women who know what they bring to the table would rather eat alone than split the bill.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.